Susie, a lot of anticipation about the game tonight. Of course, Russell Wilson will make his regular season debut with the Broncos. That adds a little extra spice that it's against his former team. Can you maybe talk about the expectations in Denver now with Wilson and how much higher they are than maybe the last few years?
Yeah, hey, guys, there's anticipation for tonight's game. Yes. That's an understatement, actually. People in Denver are very excited. The people in Seattle are really excited. I think we're going to wait and see what the reception is like for Russell Wilson. I'm standing in the tunnel on Lumen Field right now, kind of watching some of the players as they will walk the perimeter sometimes, just kind of coming out in their workout clothes. Nobody's dressed in uniform yet. Have not seen Russell Wilson out here just yet. So waiting for that. Nobody's in the stands yet, but they've got the people out practicing with the flag and whatnot. But yeah, there's tons of expectations. We didn't see many of our starters, just a handful of them during the preseason, so we have no idea what to expect as far as what our ones will do. You know, the twos and threes, pretty decent. They played okay in that third preseason game, but we're really looking forward to seeing how everybody clicks together and how Russell Wilson will lead this offense. We had a decent defense last year. Of course, Vic Fangio was the head coach at the time and is a defensive guy, so that was helpful there. But we're really curious to see how Nathaniel Hackett is handling things. It's a different energy, guys. I can feel it. Just even in the preseason, it was a different feel on the sidelines when I'm down there. More positive, more energy, and if all those signs could point to the team playing well together, I think we're going to be in a good spot. But it's going to depend on what they do on the field. It's up to the coaches now and these players to see what we got.
How has Russell kind of affected the team? Like, is there more calmness, more energy, more focus? Like, can you sense what he specifically has done for the group?
You know, it's interesting because we kind of went through this with Peyton Manning, right, when he came here.
Sure.
And Peyton Manning is very similar to Russell Wilson as far as extremely calculated, very aware of everything that's going on, an incredible leader, and wants to make sure that everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing. So from what we can tell so far, that's what's happening. I mean, he had all the wide receivers out right away when he got traded, and they were working in his backyard. It's like his, acreage or whatever he has, and throwing passes. But so he's done all the right things and said all the right things with everybody. And I think that, you know, a lot of our defense is back, and they were really solid last year. We got Justin Simmons leading that group. Kareem Jackson's back. So I think it's going to be good. We've needed this presence on offense from the quarterback position because we just haven't had it the last few years. It's been, multiple guys sometimes each season, and it's just been so up and down since Peyton Manning retired. So this is really exciting from a Broncos standpoint to have a starter in there that is proven. And hopefully he does all the good things that he's done with Seattle for us here in Denver.
When you look at the offense, obviously with anytime you have an elite quarterback, your offense should be better. But you still need weapons, as we saw with Aaron Rodgers yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the overall group of weapons, there seems to be a lot of excitement, not only with Wilson, but just kind of the people around him, despite the Patrick injury. Susie, what do you make of kind of like the receivers and the running backs, the tight end? Does he have the weapons necessary to be a potent offense?
I think so. You look at Cortland Sutton, who has just been phenomenal for us, and then Jerry Jeudy. I think Jerry Judy's on the verge of breaking out. Unfortunately, we lost Tim Patrick in the preseason to an injury that happened, an ACL injury during a practice in training camp, which just stunk because we were really looking forward to seeing how TP did with Cortland Sutton. And then as far as running backs go, we got Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams back. Both of them had over 900 yards last year together. Each of them had over 900 yards, and there hasn't been a running back duo to do that in 10 years. So he can hand the ball off. We know Russell Wilson likes to take the ball himself sometimes, so he can be added to that mix. And then Albert Okwuegbunam, our tight end. He's very exciting to watch. I love watching him. Eric Saubert, Andrew Beck. So I think we definitely have those weapons out there. So if Russell can get the ball to him, that's a problem that we've had before, is we just didn't have quite that level of talent that Russell Wilson brings. And so we've had a lot of these guys here. These aren't new names I've just mentioned to you, but the Russell Wilson factor is a new name. And so hopefully he's the key in all of this.
What about the O-line? The interior is relatively young, but are they going to be able to protect him more than he got in Seattle?
Yeah, you know what? That's a really good question. And we were very concerned during those preseason games because our running game pretty much didn't exist. And so we're kind of trying to figure out what's going on with that offensive line. But we also, again, didn't play a lot of starters. So Garrett Bowles is out there, Dalton Reisner. We have some of those guys that have come back. So I think he can get that protection a little bit better here, I hope so, than he did in Seattle.
Susie Wargin joins us, breaking down Seattle versus Denver. We got a lot of Denver fans here. What about Jewel out? How long is he out for?
You know, that's a good question. That just came. I mean, we were literally sitting on the team flight yesterday, and I popped on my phone before we took off, and I'm like, oh, wow, somebody just put out a press release while we're sitting in the back here because we're back there with all the PR folks. So that was just announced yesterday that he was out. Don't really know yet. So that's a calf injury. Of course, Josie Jewell missed most of last year.
Yeah.
He was out for the season with that elbow injury. Or no, he had a torn pec. Sorry about that. So we'll see. I mean, he could be, and he's, you know, at that last year, he was the guy that was, he'd get the plays in his helmet and he calls them all on defense. So it's going to be somebody else today, but they may do without him last year and still did pretty well. But he brings a, he's a good leader for this defense, so we need to get him back in the mix because I was excited to have him back again this year, and it's a bummer he's missing this first game.
Now, who's going to fill in for him? Is it Strand?
That's a great question. It could be Justin. Yeah, Strnad. It's kind of a weird – he's
Strnad,
missing some vowels in his last name. he's like hockey players. You guys should be used to that. He's missing some vowels.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, when you look at the no rookies on defense this year?
I don't think so. I'm trying to think if there is one. No.
Henningsen's not getting
not.
Action or
yeah.
Bonito?
I'm sorry?
Henningsen and Bonito aren't getting any action as starters?
Oh, yes. I know. We call him he should be. And we didn't see him much in the preseason. It's funny. We have a famous restaurant in Denver called Casa Bonita, and so we all call him Nick Bonita. So we should not do that because it's Casa Bonita. But, yeah. So, hopefully we will get to see him. We're excited about a lot of the rookies that are on this team. So, you know, but let's see what these ones can do. That's I think, our biggest question that everybody's talking about is, what are these starters going to do? Because we've never gone through a preseason where we just haven't seen starters. And it's kind of this new thing that's happened in the NFL, right? You guys saw a lot of teams that did that. And yesterday, not a lot of those teams did very well that didn't practice their starters in the preseason or play their starters in the preseason. So we're all kind of like, what's going to happen tonight? But I think we'll be good. You know, we had a lot of fans here when we came to the team hotel yesterday. There were a bunch of Broncos fans there, a lot of Seattle fans there. So I think some of the energy tonight could be dictated a little bit by the 12th man. As you guys know, this is one of the loudest stadiums that there is in the NFL. It's absolutely insane. So, there's a lot of factors that go into tonight. No starters in preseason. Crazy stadium. Russell coming home. I mean, there's a lot of things besides just the play on the field happening tonight.
Now, I have to say, I've never been to a stadium where I was like, this is too loud. When the defense was on the field and people, like, they were just screaming, it was just, I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, it was, I could not, like, I was so thankful I was wearing a toque. It wasn't that warm that day. And the toque at least was muffling the sound. I've never been to, because I know that's how it's built. It's supposed to come in, but it's, never been to a stadium louder than that.
No, I haven't either. I've been to a number of them. I was here for the NFC Championship game in 2014 when the Seahawks played the 49ers because I was previewing the next team that the Broncos were going to play. That was before we went to Super Bowl 48 and got our rears kicked. But I've never seen it. So I was just like, oh, my gosh, this place is absolutely insanely loud. And what they do on the sidelines, they set – I'm looking at them right now. There's about 8 speakers. They put right at the about the 30 on each side, and they're just pointed straight at the opposing teams. Like, you can't hear anything over on that visiting side. So they do some things on purpose, and you know we do things in our stadium too. But it is almost too loud, and that's the way they like it. They want to get those decibels up.
Yeah, it's Susie, hopefully you have some ear protection tonight. Enjoy the game.
I do. Well, yeah, you know, I have to wear an ISB, and I which is like, you know, a little earpiece so I can hear the guys up in the booth, and I have one thankfully now that covers my whole entire ear, so it blocks out all the sound, which is sometimes detrimental because then you can only hear out of one ear. But I'm like, this is the game, this is the stadium where that earpiece is going to be very, very handy, so I can actually hear what they're saying up in the booth. And when they come down to me, half the time when you're in a stadium like this, you can't hear when they they're like, hey, let's send it down to the field, and then you get dead air because the person down the field can't hear what they're saying because it's so dang loud. Hopefully that won't happen tonight.
Good awesome. Luck.
Well, we'll be watching, Susie. If it's dead air, now we know what happened.
Right, exactly. Yes, I love it that you guys carry the game. That's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be great. We appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Hey, you guys, great to talk to you again.